The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I want to read to you one of my favorite lines spoken by St. Joseph in the Gospels. Silence. He did not speak in any of the Gospels. He did not say a word. He was just a simple man, always trying to do what he understood to be right, living by the law of God inscribed on his heart, doing what he thought was right and just. It's no wonder, then, that he was chosen to marry the Blessed Virgin and become the foster father of our Lord. Joseph was a good man, and to him God entrusted the care and well-being of both Jesus and Mary. Coincidentally, Joseph in Hebrew means God will add. God will add. We can only assume that this was meant to tell him, hey, we're going to add Jesus and Mary to your life. God will add. What's truly remarkable, though, about St. Joseph is his quiet witness, his fidelity to God, and his fatherly presence. His quiet witness. I mean, we know he didn't say anything in the gospel, but he also didn't shout. He did not get angry. He did not mistreat anyone. He quietly modeled a life lived for and with God. His fidelity to God, too, is remarkable. When he saw that Mary was pregnant, he sought to quietly divorce her, not wanting to cause scandal or shame. That is, until he was visited in his dreams and immediately changed his plans so that his plans aligned with God's. He was faithful and humble. And finally, his fatherly presence is quite remarkable. What kind of brilliant, wise, beautiful example he would have set as a foster father of Christ. Teaching him to do woodwork, teaching him how to pray in the synagogue, teaching him humbly how to be a man. Ultimately, Joseph's fatherly presence reflected that of our Heavenly Father's presence for Christ, for Mary, and for us. Saint Joseph is a good model for fathers and even for priests, because he wasn't the main focus of his own life. The whole reason for this man's existence was to point the way for Mary and Jesus and to protect them, provide for them, making sure that they had a roof over their heads, make sure they were clothed and fed, and make sure they could safely make it throughout the desert as they crossed it back and forth many times. He was a good father, a good husband, and he's a good model for us. After the Blessed Mother, Saint Joseph is quite possibly the greatest saint the Church has. how close he would have been to our Lord from the very beginning, to be able to hold him in his arms as a child, to watch him grow up, to teach him, to speak with him, to hold him, to love him. And that closeness undoubtedly would have transferred over into the next life as well. So he's still close with him today. My brothers and sisters, as today is a feast of the Holy Patriarch, Saint Joseph, it would be quite a good thing to spend a little time in prayer today, asking him for his intercession.